Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The German defense minister said she did not understand the U.S. President Donald Trump's comments that her country was totally controlled by and captive to Russia.
If there's a country and a region who has seen the change in Russian behavior, then it is Europe, and within Europe it is Germany, of course. On the other hand, I hope that the president will go with a strong signal of resolve and unity from this summit to his meeting with President Putin.
Ursula von der Leyen said Germany has had a lot of issues with Russia, but that Chancellor Angela Merkel had been communicating with Russian President Vladimir Putin for years. Mr. Trump is expected to see Chancellor Merkel later in the day. The Trump administration proposes stepping up the pressure on China in a burgeoning trade war. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is proposing 10% tariffs amounting to $200 billion on a list of 6,031 Chinese product lines, ranging from burglar alarms to mackerel. The tariffs would come on top of 25% tariffs imposed by the U.S. just last Friday on $34 billion worth of Chinese products. China responded to last week's round of tariffs with the same amount of tariffs on U.S. imports. The Trump administration says the new levies would be a response to China's decision to retaliate. Mike Gross, Washington.
India's Supreme Court is hearing petitions by activists challenging a law that makes gay sex punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Activists had cheered in 2009 when the New Delhi High Court declared the law unconstitutional, but the judgment was overturned in 2013. This is VOA News. A provincial official said two suicide bombers stormed an education department building in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province Wednesday, killing at least 10 people. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The provincial police chief said one of the attackers detonated a vest full of explosives, and a second was shot and killed by security forces. Eight others were wounded in the attack in Jalalabad. The spokesman for the provincial governor said by early afternoon the fighting was over. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack, but both the Taliban and an Islamic State group affiliate are active in eastern Afghanistan. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Thais and people around the world reacted with relief, gratitude, and exhilaration on Wednesday after the successful rescue of the last group of 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave complex. Reuters' Ed Giles has more on their condition after the 17-day ordeal.
The Wild Boars soccer team are not out of the woods yet. A few are still facing down lung infections that will keep them in hospital at least a week. That's according to Thai doctors in charge of their recovery on Wednesday.
Their mental health is very good, maybe because they stayed together. Also, we need to admire the coach who took care of them well.
While they're largely okay, doctors did say the boys lost about 4 pounds each, and hospital staff will continue to watch them for any signs of disease.
That's Reuters reporter Ed Giles. An attorney for former FBI lawyer Lisa Page says she will not appear today before two House committees which are investigating alleged bias in the Justice Department against President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Congressman Robert Goodlatte, says Lisa Page's refusal to appear suggests that she has something to hide. Page's lawyer says they just received a subpoena Saturday, and when they went to the FBI to try to get documents for review, nothing was presented after several hours of waiting. The lawyer says she requested more time to prepare, but committee officials refused to reschedule. Lawmakers want to question Page, who worked on the special counsel Russia investigation and the Clinton email investigation with agent Peter Strzok. Strzok will testify on Thursday. He was removed from Robert Mueller's team after their exchanges critical of Donald Trump were discovered. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. cybersecurity firm FireEye says it has found evidence that a Chinese hacking team it believes is linked to Beijing has penetrated computer systems belonging to Cambodia's Election Commission, opposition leaders, and media. FireEye said on Wednesday it did not find evidence that the Chinese hackers are working to sway the July 29th Cambodian elections in the ruling party's favor. China's foreign ministry has rejected the allegations. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today.